All right, hopefully this works this time.
Nice.
And doesn't cause any problems.
What was the problem before?
I don't know.
It sounded good on the laptop.
You know what? We're going to do the premium first this time.
Okay.
Just because
you're stressed out, man.
We'll get the reeds ready for the next one.
Less stressed.
It's all right, man.
Blizzard. Let's talk about it.
That's the big thing this week.
That's what's on everyone's minds and, around the world.
We're going to talk about the blizzard from a leftist perspective. Because a lot of people are out there enjoying the snow, and I think that speaks volumes.
Mm-hmm. I was just thinking about how fucking many volumes
it's a lot of volumes. You'd think it was maybe or two volumes. It speaks at least 11 volumes.
11 volumes.
Of which I've read.
Yeah.
I've read all of them.
No, it speaks them.
It speaks the volume.
I've listened to the volumes.
You don't listen to... here's two things you're messing up this week.
Okay, sorry.
You're not listening to the volumes, and you're not listening to black indigenous women of color.
Oh, no. Every morning, I wake up and I thank them, each and every one of them. I read out their names.
B-Walk.
B-Walks?
The B-Walks.
The black women.
E-walks?
Yeah. The black...
Black Ewoks?
The B-Walks, it's a race that lives on the moon outside of Endor. And basically, uh-huh. You know, they're the dumbest characters in Star Wars.
They're dumber than the Ewoks?
Yes. And they're the most useless, worthless characters, but if it weren't for them...
Uh-huh.
Then the Death Star's shield would have never gone down, and Luke Skywalker...
They saved the
white
day.
Man wouldn't be able to get all the credit for saving the day.
Yeah, they should have gotten the medals.
That's basically the moral of Star Wars, because the Ewoks, obviously, it's clearly a reference to BIPOC. Black indigenous people of color. That's clearly what...
I don't get that reading.
That's
myself.
Clearly what George Lucas meant.
George Lucas.
Yeah. They're supposed to be there's BIPOCs, which are black indigenous peoples of color. And so I created the Ewok. So, you know, and they're teddy bears, which, because there's basically two ways white people can look at black indigenous people of color. As sort of sexless, defenseless, cuddly creatures that just soothe their
stuffed animals.
That basically soothe their souls by, you know, they'll just feel pity towards the Ewoks, and that makes them feel better about themselves. Or on the other end of the spectrum, they want to kill them and hunt them for their clothes.
What does your black wife have to say about this, George?
She agrees with this part. What she doesn't agree with. And because this is a matter of narrative, of story.
Right.
As you couldn't just make a movie, and people used to understand this, you couldn't just make a movie where something bad happens and then it's up to black women to save it. That's boring.
Right.
You need the lone hero. And only white people can afford the benefit of being sort of a lone wolf.
Oh,
white
I see.
Men in particular.
It's the way they only rich white people can have unpaid internships. It's expensive to be a hero.
You couldn't make a movie about a bunch of black people doing it. It's certainly not a movie like Star Wars. Maybe a different movie.
Yeah.
So
like Soul Plane?
As close as we could get.
Well, that's a Soul Plane was a community.
We have the Ewoks.
It didn't have any lone wolves.
We have the Ewoks bring down the shield, but then it's still up to one very special, unique white man to destroy the Death Star.
Yeah, and so kind of a boyish white man.
You reach a parity between the two, where one very powerful white man equates to an entire race of Ewoks.
That's the lesson.
In terms of their shared ability.
Interesting. What? Okay.
And let's not forget that Darth Vader is black.
That's true.
He's a black man.
His voice is black.
And he's Obama to me. In the 70s...
You were thinking when you made the Star Wars...
When I wrote Star Wars in the 70s, I was expecting... I said, there's going to be an Obama.
You knew the name and everything. Wow.
I knew that we'd have one.
Shouts out to Barry. Who knows? What do you think he was doing on the snow day? Adam, what do you think Obama was up to?
Probably with his boyfriend.
Oh, yeah. Being gay?
Being gay.
I was going to say he was clapping Michelle's cheeks.
No, that's bullshit. You guys saw the tweet about
Michelle
Jill Biden
by the seashore.
Joe
anyways,
and
the,
Jill, right?
The snow.
Yes. Yeah, right. Let's get back to the snow.
The blizzard, because a lot of people aren't thinking about it in these terms. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if you're out there enjoying it, you're showing your class privilege.
Mm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
By But in what sense?
I don't know. It doesn't matter. This is how you That's true. Leftist analysis. You pick something that people are enjoying, and you say, actually...
So snowballs.
Actually, it's
the colonial history of snowballs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because people don't know this, but when... Yeah.
Socialism actually follows the same exact trends as markets. So you discover like the parabolic curves of takes.
Yeah, you see what's trending.
You see
right?
what's trending, but then you have to make sure you sell out of a position before it gets too hot.
Right. You buy the rumor, you sell the news.
Like exactly. Adam was just saying... You know what? The Joker's actually good.
Yeah.
Off mic. You were trying to get in on... You think the market
on the hot 2006
everyone,
Joker
everyone,
market.
Everyone, yeah. everyone on the left. Everyone yeah. on the left. You know, I'll still be George Lucas for this.
Okay, yeah, let's go. Ahead.
They
yeah,
can
yeah.
recognize the macro trend of eventually hating AOC. Correct?
Right. It's That's where it's trending.
No matter what, it's going to end in that direction.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That she turns into a, I don't know, a lib
like
or
Obama,
whatever.
Like Obama, basically.
Whatever you want to call it.
Uh-huh.
But within that macro trend, there is a parabolic curve of hating her and then liking her and navigating those takes
mm-hmm.
while carving out a leftist grift angle for yourself.
Interesting. Mm-hmm.
You have to. So this week, maybe you bit off more than you can chew by yeah. making fun of her sexual assault claims.
Right.
Well, see, my position.
That's where you reverse it and say, actually, she's good.
That's where I.
And
that's
then
what I do.
In 2 weeks. When she does a fucking, instead of talking about healthcare, she does a fashion show with Big Bird.
Yeah.
That's where you buy back in on the AOC hate.
See, I'm long. My position is long.
You're
in the
long
market.
On it.
I like her.
You're investing.
I'm invested. I've
You're
voted
not trading.
For her. She's in mm-hmm. my, I'm in her district.
My move is getting wrecked on every single move.
She's
just
pretty
fucking
good.
Living for the high of it. Every single play is
yeah.
wrong.
Uh-huh.
Even though you recognize the long-term trend. In the channel, you're just fucking bouncing back and off the
yeah.
walls. Just really just demolishing yourself and getting fucked up the entire time.
Yeah.
Riding the high, I say, the high of losing.
Yep. It does feel electric.
When I
it
win, does. I feel nothing. When I lose, I feel great.
I feel it all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I feel bad, but I'm feeling.
I'm feeling.
Yeah.
I lose to feel.
Honestly, the people really don't understand. It uh-huh. feels way better to just get absolutely destroyed.
To yeah. care about something.
To think that you're going to have a chance.
Oh,
out,
absolutely.
Because what it does is it confirms what you know on a very basic level. That the terminus of all of this is death, a meaningless death.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone will forget.
We're all
you.
Going to the same place.
Most and then you know what? Because you're in a take channel yourself that is directed towards negativity, like everybody. People can't wait to figure out when to take shots at you after you die.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be beloved.
No.
After you die?
Nah, yes.
No I, one will.
Yeah, that's not true.
We're not headed in that direction.
I have anymore. A butt, actually.
David Bowie fucked a child, apparently, and everyone
Did he?
Still liked him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. I miss him every day, man.
So he had good music. Michael Jackson, half the people. You
well,
know?
They come on. Don't, you know, I don't need to go on the record
have
again.
Have you seen Cat Williams's... seminal Pimp Chronicles,
of course,
where he absolutely destroys the notion that Michael might not be a pedophile.
Yeah, because he has a bunch of kid shit
yes,
at his house.
That's a great bit and one of the best defenses.
Yeah. Well,
my point is, even despicable people have done despicable things if they have a nice a legacy of
mm-hmm.
either very good music. I guess I'm not a good musician, but I didn't do anything as bad as. Fuck a kid.
It's a very easy
did.
Joke to come up with a fake leftist analysis of the blizzard. And we should stay on that.
Okay, let's go back to
sketch,
it.
If you will.
Okay.
Until it's the bit is done.
Mm-hmm.
So
because
something about how
because
snowmen is colonialism.
Everybody that has our job, which is maybe 15 people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That actually like earn a living from it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have to go either online or on these shows this week and talk about GameStop and this fucking
yeah.
this stupid like you have to give your opinion about AOC's Instagram live video.
Here's my opinion.
Yeah.
How about when she put her hair back?
Oh, yeah, she looked...
You put her hair back, and you can see her titties.
And in your
but
opinion...
But that's my take.
Can you imagine...
Her
a guy,
politics are pretty
can
good,
you imagine
and she has big titties.
A guy
I'm
with Down syndrome getting his dick sucked by just some big-titted bimbo.
Mm-hmm.
Just
Sounds
blowing
awesome.
His mind.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a man that's like, you know... Oh, yes. The biggest day of his life was when he saw the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile on 95. And just getting just slobbered
and
off.
And by like a woman
by
with
the
huge
by
an,
by the fuck
and
team five.
By an absolute 10.
Yeah. Oh, dude.
Do you imagine what's going on in those neurons?
Dude, they're firing in a way that we can't even imagine.
And if you could bottle that, lightning, I'm telling you. And then we could all drink. We basically
retard getting his dick sucked.
As the retard getting his dick sucked, we jam a bunch of needles into his brain and suck all the juices out.
Yeah, but then,
and then we use that. We use that. Yeah. We fucking, first of all, go in and wipe
cleaner
out all,
the
of, the, all of the corona vaccine laboratories.
Yep.
No, we just need that.
Clandestine. And we replace it with the science to duplicate, to figure out that retard getting his dick sucked juice.
And we basically
and we put
have,
that in
yes.
all of the shots.
But it becomes a narcotic of sorts.
And then what you
like
do,
the retard
what you
needs
do is
to
you,
get
spike
his dick
the you spike the virus, mm-hmm. so it gets real bad, and then people are like, I got to get this vaccine. The entire population gets it, and then we're all just tripping off, you know, retard dick sucked juice.
I really like that idea. I think
this
we
is the kind of like, you know, this is like the sort of the Machiavellian side of the New World Order.
Yeah.
Where it's like everybody, oh, these guys just want to control the world. And it's like, yes, but for our benefit. So that you may think that being forcibly injected with chemicals out of a retarded person's brain is bad
for
you.
That sounds bad, of course.
It sounds bad.
No, it's like the Matrix, but good.
But it's, yeah, again, it's about understanding macro channels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you think
macro channels?
Does that, macro channel, does that
mean? No, I don't think so.
Is that a word? Doesn't mean anything.
It's probably a word.
It sounds cool.
It sounds like a Peter Thiel word.
Yeah. It sounds like if you're watching, like if you're watching TV.
Which is, and I want to say, both of you have something in common with him.
What?
And people can figure that out for themselves.
That
we're billionaires.
No, you're gay. You're both.
That we're forced out of. We're both forced out of the closet by Gawk. Or, yeah.
That we both could destroy Hulk Hogan.
Yeah,
and that you can't stop.
No, I think he
Hulk Hogan. Hulk Hogan would be like, Stav, why don't you come over here and make love to the area between my knees and my belly button? Why don't you clean it up with your mouth?
Yeah, brother.
I made a mess. I spilled fucking New York cheesecake all
first
over my
of all,
balls
you
and
guys
ass.
Are
why
the
you,
gay
why
ones.
Don't you clean me up, brother?
Why don't you clean, I'm gonna need to be cleaned up over here.
So wait, is it because I'm not Peter Thiel? Have to suck his dick.
Yeah, that makes sense to me now.
How does that make any sense?
That's what I'm telling you. You can't try to take shots at me while I'm in a macro channel.
He's
firing.
Too powerful right now.
Synapses.
I'm fucked up off retard juice,
dude. I would like that.
I saw a video of I don't remember who the porn star was. She's like Asian with big fake tits.
Oh, Asia Tatari.
Mm. It's not Asia Tatari.
The classic porn star. Remember how when we were kids, like half of all porn stars were named Asia.
Uh-huh.
And then it got to the point where some of them weren't even Asian.
Yeah. I don't.
There were like four porn stars when we were kids.
That's so funny.
It was easy
to
keep
track
of.
To be a white bitch named Asia.
Yeah.
Oh, that's yeah. That's a white trash name.
Yeah. Well, it's like a black woman named White.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That is so true.
Yeah. My name is Europe.
Yeah. Europe. A black girl named Europe is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I guess a Chinese girl named Africa to complete the trifecta.
Yeah.
A white woman named Asia is kind of like the inverse of how like Hyundai tries to give their shit like Italian names.
Yeah, so not time.
They're like, oh no, this isn't a piece of shit Kia. If you close one eye, it sort of looks like a BMW.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
That's the shit they're on right now for sure. They got the
Sonata.
Sonata. Hyundai Sonata. Hyundai Sexy Dulio.
No, but this video was actually, she was describing exactly.
Check out my penis and balls.
Whoever this porn star was, and she's
check
famous,
out my
and
penis
I jacked
and balls.
Off to her quite a bit. I saw a video of hers on eFucked.com back in college.
Whoa.
Where she is actually describing the phenomenon that you, Nick, were just talking about.
About sucking off a retard?
She said she loved to fuck retarded guys. And she even said that. That's a good song.
Yeah, well,
I like that.
It's perfect for you know, like a porn star saying she would suck off a retarded guy.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like it when you suck me right there.
Mm-hmm.
Suck my fucking ass dick and my fucking pearls.
Damn. It's a good song to get your dick sucked to.
I like that. Dude,
I love getting my dick sucked to. Is this Chingy? I like
that. Chingy's featured on it. It's Houston.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Chingy is a right there.
Shout out to Chingy, dude.
That's also a borderline racial slur.
His name, Chingy.
Yeah. Wasn't that a reference to, like, he's so high, he looks Chinese?
Oh, that, okay.
I thought it was like a Ching Ching, like the money machine. Or like the...
Oh, money ain't a thing.
Oh, I was listening to more... So, Twice, the K-pop band.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice.
They have an album called Eyes Wide Open.
Oh, hilarious. That's awesome. One just for you.
That
right
one's
there.
For me. That's how you know.
That's how you know it was meant to be.
Unique. Well, see, that's so funny.
I'm aware enough to know that everything I like is because I was told to like it by somebody. Some genius in an office. Mm-hmm. And so I have
to... So you just go right to the source with K-pop.
I have to admit that they got me. I didn't find this.
Yes.
There was Korean Don Draper.
Yeah. It's like, we don't have enough racist white men listening.
Just name the album Eyes Wide Open. To Korean people, they won't know.
Is that what Korean Don Draper sounds like?
To white people. It's the only impression that I can sort of do. If I don't do it correctly, then I'll have to kill myself.
Yeah, that's pretty good stuff. I have not really been banging with K-pop.
Udon Draper.
Udon that's Draper.
Mm-hmm.
I love a nice udon noodle.
Yeah.
A nice thicky.
Oh, I love a thick noodle. The ramen, what was the ramen place we go to in Williamsburg?
Which one?
Samahashi?
Sakadichi?
No.
Sukadikaka?
No. It's something else, but
there's two Japanese. There's one of my early, when I was learning how to use a smartphone. Because I didn't have even text messaging until like 2015.
I remember that.
That's right. Yeah.
I remember phone-free Nick.
Yeah, until very late in the game.
Yep.
Relatively speaking. I guess it was 7 years.
You would log on the old-fashioned way.
7 years ago now.
You'd go to someone's house and use their computer for 3 hours.
I'd go to the library and I'd sit on Twitter. And I'd be like, I just saw the biggest lips. I'm not going to say what race it was. But you don't, and they're like, sir, your 10 minutes is up. I'm going to finish my coffee. Sure, there's homeless people that want
to
use the
laptop. Homeless people are
trying to use the computers to masturbate. Yeah, that's always so, they get mad at homeless people for using the computer at the library for porn and stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's like, what else is he going to use?
He's supposed to get Robin Hood, make money, and then start a small business.
Yeah,
that's what
let the man jack
for.
Off.
Right, like
that's
he's supposed
Japan had right.
Like homeless
There's
people are supposed
you can
to be
go to jack off.
On LexisNexis reading about like population issues.
I know. Let the man fucking squeegee his cock a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Get some of the poison out. Maybe he'll be able to think clearer. Mm-hmm. He'll also be more docile.
Yeah,
that's what you want.
You don't want an angry homeless population.
Have you hung out at the library? I like hanging out at the library here because all the homeless people in New York have their own gear.
Yeah,
they always have like an Alienware laptop with a fucking like
they really yeah
like a cinder block power adapter.
Yeah.
Get all their wires set up.
they've got a lot of wires. They got a lot of bags. Got a couple different nice bags.
Yeah, they're very cyberpunk. The homeless.
When I lived in Austin, I would sometimes I couldn't sleep. And one thing that was great about Austin that you can't get anywhere else. I mean, probably any of the cities I've been to. That sucks that New York doesn't have it. Is like 24/7 coffee shops.
Mm-hmm.
Because Austin had a shit ton of them.
Interesting, yeah.
L.A. has donut shops that are 24
And then
hours.
there was always like a place to just like set up shop.
Interesting.
Yeah.
This is kind of
like
nice.
2 a.m. you could just get a coffee and, bring your laptop and get writing done.
Yeah.
And I remember there was one night I was there at I think Bennu is the name of the coffee shop.
Gay fuckies?
Well, it was I think a lesbian or maybe by just how the chips fell.
Yes.
How the cookie crumbled.
How the cookie crumbled
into
you and a bunch of
a lot of lesbians. Well, not that night. I mean, just in my experience of going.
It was always lesed out.
It was a lesbian hang.
Yeah. The lesbians, the wife beater wearing lesbians.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They'd have to wear like 6 or 7 wife beaters because they still have just delicious breasts. betraying their masculinity.
That always is a yes. There is every once in a while like a very
sir, excuse
like a,
me,
like a very butchy woman.
Sir, may I titty fuck?
Awesome tits,
just the best.
Yeah,
you know, and forbidden.
It's a very,
which before
a
you think that that means
fruit.
That I would want to take them without permission. Incorrect. I just want to. Maybe don my cap.
Yeah, just a tip of the hat.
Just a tip of the hat, and fella.
I'd like to take
partner.
I'd like to take them with permission. Right,
yeah, partner. Yeah. Pleasure seeing you along this dusty road.
Beautiful breasts there, sir.
Sir, you have some of the finest breasts I've ever seen.
It's the nicest titties I've ever seen on a desperado.
It's been many a fortnight I can't remember since I've had the comfort of any soul, let alone a woman. And I would just like to say, if it was any possibility that I could perhaps titty fuck you in exchange for some offal or a hide, I'd appreciate it. Nope. Well, then I'll be on my way.
I'll be hitting the trail.
I respect the laws of the frontier and allow you to saunter on
and
your.
And how about
your
now,
jiggly big titted way?
May I just look at them and jack off?
Maybe I will masturbate when I reach town and find bed for the night.
You can't stop me from taking a mental picture.
If it's not too much trouble, might I just look at them for about 30 seconds and jack off?
Can you describe the nipple to me? If not, to display it, maybe you could just, is it big? Is it the oval shape kind?
Because brown or
do
pink?
They ever get sore?
When they're hard, does it squinch up? Like, what? Give me some vibes.
You got how some bumpies on
how
there.
Big is the nipple when it's soft?
I'm very close. Like I said, it's been a while since I've had comfort, and your titties right now, let me be honest with you, from a leftist perspective, they speak volumes. They are speaking volumes to my dick and balls right now.
One of the worst, like, most scraggly faces you've ever seen in your life. Just a lady with, like, a fucking eyebrow piercing, little mustache,
yeah.
But still, the cowboy... He's trying to look at those breasts.
I'm trying to see your breasts.
Let me see your breasts.
Let me see you on the breasts.
Just a woman that looks like Matthew McConaughey. With awesome tits.
Yeah. That's a classic Leslie look. Just the golden, like, Jerry-curled mullet.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Ma'am. Ma'am, I was wondering if I could maybe suck on your pussy.
Now.
Oh, you got the Apple Watch.
I did.
I was staring at it for like 30 seconds, and it was like, I'm like, why is that not registering in my head? What am I observing?
I got a fucking Apple Watch, mate. I got to be honest, I miss my Fitbit.
Man, I'm getting like holes in my brain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From what?
I don't know, but I'm staring at it, and I'm like, I know what that is. That's my thought.
Oh, that's just...
That thing, yeah. There's an object not registering in my head, and it's...
Oh, yeah, dude.
Something is off.
Welcome to the life of Adam.
I have been fucking getting so stupid. And it's like, you're like, oh, it's getting older. It's like, we're not old enough for that to
happen. It's precipitously dumb.
Well, it's being locked in your apartment.
Yeah.
You know.
Nah, it's been... That's how my brain is really fucking dog shit. I forget words a lot. I need, like, sometimes a day to warm up. If I'm ever going to use my brain, I need, like, a day to be like, all right, well, I have to think about using my brain.
We got
to
start doing baby Einstein videos.
I'd love that.
Like how you make your baby smart.
Yeah.
To make ourselves smart.
Is that the videos your dick watches?
Yeah, it's
baby
true.
Baby Brainstein.
I have an incredibly intelligent penis.
No, but it's little.
But small.
Like a baby.
Small and intelligent. That's why I call it baby Einstein, because the bush is massive.
It would be cool. Oh yeah, your pubes look like Einstein's.
I got an Einstein hair kind of bush.
Vaginstein.
Didn't he get pussy from his cousin?
He did.
Nice, dude.
I think he was initially married to his cousin.
The theory of relativity.
The theory of fellativity.
Is getting pussy from your cousin.
I got to piss.
Okay. Yeah, dude. Adam, do you have any cousins you would fuck?
No. I don't. I always wished I had one. I had a by marriage cousin, and she was adopted also. So
you're in the clear twice.
Who I definitely would have if I had the ability to speak to a woman at that time. I would have said hello. I would have said hi, excuse
where bye. Where did you see her? Would she come to, like,
I would
functions?
See her every couple years. Yeah, she lived in San Diego.
Nice, dude.
She
you
was
should look
fine.
Her up, dude.
I did. Yeah. She lost the magic. She's a little bit she got a little bit bigger.
Damn.
But yeah, she was perf. How about you? Your lesbian cousin?
I can't say that I ever did want to fuck my
cousin. I was
cousin.
The eldest cousin on both sides. I was the, yeah. So I didn't have...
I never wanted to fuck my cousin, but one time she was sitting on my lap and I got hard.
Uh-huh.
And I was embarrassed, but I also feel like maybe that turned her into a lesbian.
Oh, yeah. I know what you mean.
You know?
Yeah, you know those situations where you just touch a woman and you kind of get hard?
Well, I was like, yeah.
It could be an old woman, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. You can give someone a hug and just...
Who's the oldest woman you've been like, I would love to wreck her shit?
In real life?
In real life. Like, have you ever come across an old woman, you're like, damn. Yeah, I would love to.
Yeah, definitely. I'm not going to say who.
Oh, there's a specific... You can't just describe her? I can describe
elegant,
mine.
Elegant.
Elegant?
Yeah. Elegant.
Yeah, there's a... I had an English professor who was, you know, just like seemed a little uptight. Had like a little, wore glasses.
She was a bitch.
I would just love, but I could tell like she had a little soft spot for the kid, dude. Oof. I was like, I would have loved to just ram her out real fast.
I had a, I dated a girl and I met her grandma and she was on her way to tennis. And I was like, yes, that's right. You fucking
damn.
Old,
some
old whore.
Little slut getting her fucking.
She was wearing a little tennis. She was ready to go get turned out.
She was ready to get her fucking pussy. She was her whole stretch at tennis practice.
Yeah. She had to be like 78 years old.
That's a little too old even for me, my friend.
I'm not going to do it, but I'm going to think about what.
No, I'm talking like who have you seen and you're like, damn, my prick is moving and I am trying to fucking.
I remember there was a school nurse that was an old woman that she like touched me a couple times and I felt like. ASMR tingles.
I went to get a legitimate massage at a place that happened to be all Chinese ladies, and the lady was old.
Yeah.
And but not super old, you know, maybe like 50s.
Mm-hmm.
And not particularly attractive, but there was a little something to her.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I know this is a legitimate massage place, but I just hope she starts sucking my dick right now. And I know the secret doesn't work because I've never visualized anything harder and faster than that. And I was let down, unfortunately. It didn't happen. And she kind of crept to my... I think they kind of know what they're doing over there. They're being a little coy, massaging closer to your dick as you get a little half-hard cock going.
Being a little Joe Coy, a little bald, as bald.
She looked exactly like Joe Coy.
I'm back, everyone.
Las Vegas.
In case you
own.
Worried, I accidentally ripped my penis off in the bathroom.
Yeah,
which.
But he's a professional.
It wouldn't be the first time. Folks.
But folks, he couldn't find his extra small knife.
It'd be funny to be like a trans meetup, and like you know, like a meetup group,
just a group just, of you know, friends, is that
stuff
you're
like a woman. Yeah, well, no, like a meetup, like meet other trans women,
a meetup group,
and then you're in the whole, you know, you got the whole the accoutrement montandra. And
what do you mean, just dressing like a woman?
Yes,
you got all the good equipment.
And like everybody's talking about their like journey or whatever, and you're like, oh no, I zipped my penis. I accidentally ripped my.
Yeah, I just kind of lopped my cock off, and I figured this would be easier to turn into a pussy. Was,
I didn't have health insurance, so I just
so I just decided I'm a chick now.
So you just have you just have a hole in balls.
I don't have. I have
I
balls that I'm
zipped
hoping
my penis shut in my jeans.
I have balls that I've been letting guys fuck as a pussy.
Yeah, I've been letting people titty fuck my balls. Because I had a zipper accident.
Yeah, you know how it is to be a fucking chick like us.
And they're like, that's pussy. Fucking offensive. You don't belong here. And I'm like, wow, that speaks volumes. Because what you think is transphobia is actually your own classism.
That's mm-hmm. right.
Because
from
you can afford
a
nice
turbo
you
pussy.
You can get a nice one.
Me,
whereas
I had to accidentally
simple
chop
folks
my
like
penis
myself
off.
Who just have to, who have to covered in zippers because that's the only type of clothes they can afford.
That's mm-hmm. true.
Is I we don't even have. Growing up, we didn't have shirts. All we had was zippers.
Yeah.
So my mom would buy, a bulk. She would get it on the precursor to Amazon. Which,
yep.
Uh-huh. Which was, I don't know, fucking
I can't
Lycos.
Think. Yeah, pets.com.
There was like a million search engines back in the day.
Yeah.
There and was then Google won.
Alta Vista.
I don't even remember.
Can you imagine how much you got to hate yourself if you were the guy that ran like Hotbot or something? You look at Google now, and they're like, "What the? How the fuck? We did the same thing."
Yeah. They just
how
had
the
a better
fuck
algorithm.
Is that? He's like, "No other industry works that way. Even if you made the shittiest car in the world, you could at least get 30 years and make a couple million dollars back when cars were new."
Yeah,
and that's why they need to fucking bust up the fucking big tech, so we can have Ask Jeeves back, and we can have fucking
I need that back.
Ask Jeeves to suck my dick.
Yeah, no, I'd rather not, sir.
Jeeves, are you gay?
Maybe.
That was Jeeves was for rich people that had butlers. I think if you use Jeeves, it speaks volumes about.
Yeah, it does.
It speaks volumes to how you thought. You think a man should have to do his labor. You think you own Jeebs's labor?
Mm-hmm.
No.
The only real labor is showing your penis and balls on cam.
That's true. Should I just show my cock on cam, do you guys think?
For what?
I don't know.
Yeah, you should.
I don't know. Is there some kind of... This is kind of weird where that makes sense.
What?
Could I show my cock and balls for something and make some money off it?
For socialism.
I just want to get a job at the state fair and make it a 24/7, 365. Run the
cakes?
Car smash.
Pussy
or
stay on my mind.
Be the announcer at the destruction derby.
That would be cool.
That'd be cool.
That would be cool.
And now,
how do you get
comes.
That job? Do you have to announce various events?
Well, I'll just tell them I'm like a beloved broadcaster.
Yeah, that's true. You already have an in.
I'm on a Hot 97. My name's Sway in the morning. And they won't know because they don't. He's a radio guy. Nobody knows what he looks
like.
No
one's ever seen him.
Mm-hmm. It would be funny if there was a guy that had just been getting away with, like, everyone thought he was black, even till now. He's like, nah, I mean, I don't be like, you know, there ain't no damn cameras in the studio.
Yep.
We don't do,
uh-huh.
It's just pure radio.
It's just theater of the mind.
Theater of the pussy.
Mm-hmm. That's my favorite type of theater.
Yeah, theater of the pussy, puppetry of the penis, and some theater of the pussy.
Oh, damn. I would love some theater of the pussy right now.
Yeah. I don't
AKA
even
know. My dick.
What's happened this week? I've just been watching Degrassi.
Nothing.
Nothing.
I mean,
yeah,
a bunch of chili.
I completely checked out of
the
game. The world.
The GameStop thing?
The shout GameStop thing
guys.
Happened last week, right?
Oh, yeah. I guess
shout
this
out
is the
to those guys.
Show. Shout out to which guys you're saying?
Shout out to those guys.
Shout out to the GameStop guys.
A thing happened. Yeah, there was, I guess Iran has, they've developed.
I mean it.
Shout out to those guys.
Shout out to those
guys. Shout out
guys.
To, first of all, yes, shout out to Iran.
Iran,
shout out to the
a,
GameStop guys that bankrupted one hedge fund.
Iran can now enrich 97% uranium. Yeah, there we go.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I hope Iran fucking nukes us.
They won't. Iran's not going to do shit.
Know. Iran, we killed that one guy and they're
Iran,
like, fine.
We should literally give our nukes to Iran.
That'd be cool. I want some of that crunchy rice that Iran.
We already have a blueprint for how to prevent any kind of like nuclear disaster. It's mm-hmm. either no one has nukes or everybody has nukes.
Right.
That's what we did during the Cold War.
Mutually assured destruction.
And it resolved itself. We should just give half of our nuclear weapons to Iran and the other half to North Korea.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And Palestine should get one.
Yeah.
And
well, we should nuke Israel. The entire world should nuke Israel.
I don't. You know what? I'm not willing to go that far. But I think Palestine should get one. I think Jamaica should get one. Cool running style.
Yeah.
That would be
they
so
They should get the
sick.
Shittiest nuke. But learn to, as a team, how to win.
Oh, this is a good. Woo! Yes. Woo!
Woo!
Classic.
Maybe that'll be my vibes for the rest of the week.
You're on listening to Fab.
On Fabo Kick? Yeah, just fabulous. Yeah.
I'm logged on to fuckbeeps.com.
Who was it?
That's my favorite line.
Who was it that was in that era that stabbed himself in the eye?
There was a guy that was...
He tried to kill himself, and he stabbed himself in the eye.
There was a guy who cut his own penis off that was in a Wu-Tang affiliate.
Yeah. Oh, he was way down the line.
But he was like a third level.
Dirty madam.
Yeah.
Yep.
Post-op killer.
Post-op killer's very good also.
Yeah, Adam, what do you think about that?
No, I like it.
Post-op killer.
Let me see here. Method Woman.
Maybe it was Houston that did it.
Houston?
Yeah. That
I don't even know who that fucking guy is. I thought that was a Chingy song.
I know that song.
Bum, 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 ba-dum, ba-dum. Suck into my dick.
Yeah. R&B singer Houston gouges eye out after apparent suicide attempt.
Respect for that.
Yeah, now I remember that.
Most people take pills or some gay bullshit. That man stabbed himself in the eye. I would never kill myself like that.
Adam's excused himself to go to the bathroom.
I'm the only guy who punches in for the whole hour. Mm-hmm. I don't take a break. I just fucking phone it in for 1 hour.
Yeah.
But I'm on the mic. I'm on this motherfucker the whole time.
Yeah, I'm more of like a do a little work, have a little
take
sex.
A little stand.
Do a little work, take a little step. Have a little sex.
Have a little sex.
Fuck
get
a little
wild
bitch.
Tonight.
Get pussy tonight.
Get pussy tonight. Suck a little dick.
Suck a little dick.
Fuck a little ass.
Have sex tonight.
Be gay tonight.
Be gay tonight.
Be
suck
gay
my
tonight.
Fucking dick.
Suck my fucking dick.
Eat a fucking ass.
Eat a man's ass.
I'm gay tonight.
I'm gay tonight. I'm gay tonight. Let me suck you off. Baby, can I see your fucking dick? I want to suck it. Your delicious fucking balls, yeah. I'm fucking gay shit.
What's coming out this week? What movies are out?
There's that Denzel movie with Rami Malek or whatever the fuck his name is.
Bend It Like Denzel?
Bend It Like Denzel. It's just Denzel twisting a penis.
Denzel Like Denzel?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Do you think a chiropractor could make a man's penis straight?
Because
I hook to the left, and I'd like a very straight cop.
You know, I was thinking about how cinematographer sounds like a word made up by Homer Simpson.
Yeah.
It's very stupid.
You think he knows the word cinema?
Homer?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. He's a fictional character. Homer Simpson was an astronaut. He went to space.
That's true. That is actually true.
Yeah.
You know what is fucked up, though? That the job of cinematographer, what exactly does the director do? Cinematographer is doing a lot of the work.
Well, a director works with the actors, and the director's job is to, like, coordinate the actors.
I guess, but it's less work.
With the overall, like, direction of the picture.
I suppose, but... Doing all the fucking, like, you don't even, I used to think the director literally held the camera, which, you know, maybe they don't have to do that, but framing all the shots and shit, most of the work
is being... Well, the DP doesn't hold the camera either.
Well, I know that now, but I'm saying, in a perfect world, it should be the guy holding the camera.
In a perfect world, you'd suck my dick.
And also, the actors also act, no, that would not be a perfect, that'd be a very bad world.
In a perfect
world. That'd be one of the worst worlds of all time.
It's a perfect world.
And I'll never be in that world.
And you're sucking my dick.
I'm not, dude.
Stop sucks my dick.
There's no world where I'm sucking your dick unless you do turn into a hot woman.
It's a perfect world, and you're sucking my dick.
That's interesting. What if we none of us knew each other for 10 years. We never spoke. We meet again.
Talk to me.
We meet again.
Yeah.
I'm looking for
one of us is trans, and she's so fucking hot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Has forgotten her whole, like, past.
You have 10 years of distance, right?
She doesn't mention her. Like, Nick comes through, and she's fucking Esmeralda.
Hot ass.
She's got
Nick.
Big tits.
Yeah.
And she doesn't, she's
breast,
like...
Breast Meralda. Mm-hmm.
She's got a little bit of Nick's, like, affect, I guess. Maybe yeah. She's like, but she's, you know, worked on herself.
But then you're having sex with
And that's the thing.
You're having sex with a girl with Esmeralda, right?
You're having sex with Esmeralda.
You don't have to say girl Esmeralda.
No, no, you don't say
you're having
Nick.
Sex with Esmeralda, and then you do something. You do a laugh or something, and it triggers all the memories of the past.
That would be horrible.
Right?
Hey.
Totally yeah. Flexed.
Told him up, light
it
up, nigga.
This is a great song.
Yeah, great track. And then everything comes flooding back.
No, I mean, and then she doesn't have.
And then Esmeralda
amnesia.
Just says, "Yes, ma'am."
No, no, no. She no. That would be horrible.
That
would be horrible.
You thought it was gonna be.
Yeah. My question is, do you think you could fuck your friend? Could you fuck one of us? If after 10 years we come back and we're a hot-ass girl and we don't even talk about our past life, but you would know.
Uh-huh.
Could you fuck us?
No.
I don't think I could either.
No way.
Maybe you. I was looking at your back.
You said my lower back is
like a woman.
That of a woman.
Close. If I looked at Nick's back and I looked at your back, I could probably, honestly, in a pinch... Fuck somebody with a back like yours. I'm not saying you.
In a prison type situation.
In a prison type situation. Just in an absolute pinch.
Uh-huh.
But that's not even talking. You know, I'm not. I don't know about your ass. I don't know about your balls.
Mm-hmm.
Any of that stuff. Your balls are probably too low for me to fuck.
Yeah.
If I was going to fuck a man, I would like a man with little tight
yeah,
balls.
Yeah, if you were.
And you have little balls, but they don't hang
all
tight
right.
Enough.
Again, with that, it's not. Come on.
It's true.
It's not true.
It's true.
Second of all, if you were sodomizing me, yes, my low hangers would be slapping you in your balls. And I think that would
that.
Be a distraction.
I don't need
that. I think
that
it would be
all.
A distraction.
That would piss me off.
It's kept me out of a lot of sodomy style situations.
You're bent over, a guy's mm-hmm. about to fuck you, and he's like, oh, look at those fucking balls.
Look at those balls.
Look at those long,
I can't even
look
pretend
at those
this is a lady. I could have pretended this is a woman with short hair, but the balls.
The balls, disgusting.
And the lack of a nice ass.
The
too.
Low balls are yeah. disgusting. Yeah, you do have some fucking. Toothpick legs.
They're not
sorry.
Toothpicks. Yeah. And my balls aren't that small.
They are small.
No, they're normal size. It's just the scrotum.
We've been over this so many times, Adam. Just admit you
my
have little
balls.
My
penis still reaches the end of the balls, which I understand to be the what
well,
women.
Now you're fucking bragging. Okay. Now you're bragging. Your balls go all. Your dick goes all the way to the end of your balls.
Sometimes it does.
Come on, man.
Most of the time.
Can you, even if that's true, show some decorum?
I know. I shouldn't have said that.
Okay.
I did. Yeah.
Some people listening, not me, might not have a penis that goes all the way to the end of his penis.
My friend sent a meme, like a black girl meme, that to the group chat that was like, if his dick don't go to the end of his balls, if fall out when you on top, if it, and it was like all this check, then he got a small dick, and it was like all of us went through all of them, and we're like literally, all of us were like, I meet every
yeah.
single one of these criteria right now.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Heartbreaking.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It does feel nice when you don't get a single slip out of the pussy at all.
Oh, yeah.
When you don't have a single slip out.
You feel like Lexington Steel.
Entire sexual encounter. Yeah. I feel incredible, dude.
I feel like goddamn Lexington Steel. I'm wearing Jordans right now.
Yeah. I'm wearing shoes. I'm
wearing
shoes for traction.
For
traction when I hit it from the back. I put on my snow boots and I get pussy from the back, dude.
Damn, I'm already thinking about what kind of dumbass movie we're going to watch.
Yeah. We're watching
48 Hours.
Oh, 48 Inches.
That's
a movie
about how tall Adam is.
No, that's not true. That's not true.
Yeah, what are we getting for lunch is the real question.
Some Philly cheesesteaks.
I thought you brought Chili's.
I shot from the hip on that one, and now I would love
a Philly cheesesteak.
A big, greasy, sloppy cock.
I wouldn't mind a sandwich. Whoa.
Well, I mean, Philly cheesesteak. Philly cheese penis.
I do have chili, and you know what? I'm interested. I can't wait to hear to see
just,
what you guys
just
think.
Just hanging out in some like fucking just South Philly.
Yeah.
Sandwich shop. You know, like, just like, this is fun. It's delicious. I mean, it's a mess. I feel like I'm sucking a big cock over here. No, I'm just saying. It just looks like
imagine.
That. Nah, it just looks like that. I'm visiting from New York.
I wouldn't do it. I'm saying it looks like that.
I live in New York. I just had to get away from my wife. I have sex with her. I'm straight. I just had to get away from her for the weekend. And, you know, I'm just looking for, like, a different experience or something.
Meet some cool people.
You know, just meet people. Hang out down here, you know.
I don't know nobody cool. here. I could do whatever the fuck comes up.
I just want to meet cool, interesting people.
It's
interesting.
Beautiful city, Philadelphia.
Oh, shit.
Beautiful.
Beautiful place. I've just flew in from San Francisco. Yeah, my mom finally let me go on a trip by myself.
The closeted Italian guy rapes his friend. San Frangelico guy.
Yeah, no, I've never been on vacation before.
Yeah, I want to meet cool. I want to meet cool guys too.
Yeah, I just figured I'd come into town and meet some members of the Italian community.
Oh, that's crazy! I'm actually over here. I was just saying, I'm also Italian.
Mm-hmm.
You ever eat a sandwich? You think it's a cock?
What about you, Adam? You ever eat a sandwich and think it's a cock?
Yeah. I mean, if you were a homosexual, you wouldn't eat a penis.
You wouldn't eat a penis. Why would you download a movie?
I love those commercials that made zero fucking sense.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm wired now. I drink too much coffee. I definitely want a cheese.
Definitely want pussy.
Definitely want pussy. Definitely want.
Definitely.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 pussies. Burn. Big pussy burn. I need to get pussy burn.
Who makes a cheesesteak around here?
Tony Luke's, downtown Brooklyn. I mean, honestly, with something like a cheesesteak, you're better off just going to a fucking chain.
A chain? You know?
Yeah, just some shitty, just get, I mean, the shittier the better.
Literally
honestly.
A bodega, too. Mm-hmm.
The best cheesesteak is just fucking Steakums and provolone.
Uh-huh.
Not Steakums.
What I like to do is...
No, Steakums are good.
No.
Yes.
I like to get a New York style.
I'm about to physically attack you.
You're about to suck this dick and love it.
I'm
going to
karate chop you in the fucking throat. No, if I could even find
so
it.
So what? My throat is very prominent.
Several layers of...
My throat is very clearly seen.
Of chinichios. Mm-hmm.
And what the fuck is a chinichio?
It's several chins.
Oh, that's good.
This guy's got more chins than China. You remember that?
That's a good one. That was a good one.
That was a classic one.
That was a really
good
one.
You know, bad jokes, the first time somebody said them, must have fucking went off.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
The first time anyone heard that, that's a good joke.
That probably crushed.
That's a good joke the first time.
That probably... killed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like imagine being the first guy to say the night is young.
Yeah,
your dick must have felt so big.
That's not a joke, though.
I know,
it's
but it's a
thing
good saying.
To say.
No, yeah. He's right. It's a joke, Adam. Not only did he come up with a good premise, he was consistent throughout it. And the thought,
the night is young.
The same goes for jokes as turns of phrases. I'll put it that
okay,
way.
Okay, sure.
Oh, I'm getting a nice big Flocati rug. You guys know those rugs?
What are they? I need to get rugs for my new apartment.
I need a chair.
I'd love to talk
now
rugs.
Now that we're back in my apartment.
Who's the rug plug for you?
Well, my mom actually...
Your mom?
My mom, like, repairs the rugs. Yeah. But, so she's got a... She knows the market down there. But, dude, honestly, I went on Etsy and I found a beautiful little Killam.
That red thing that you have?
I have. No, the red one has been in my
family for years.
It's
funny to imagine Stav
really nice
stepping
rug.
Onto a magic carpet that's like hovering.
And it's flying without issue. It's flying without issue. I already know where you're going with this. There is no issue with me flying on the magic
it's
carpet.
It's 3 feet off the ground.
It's not dragging. The magic carpet is not exhausted.
Right to the floor.
It's not on the floor. It's soaring like it would anyone else.
It's just blowing up around them like Marilyn Monroe's dress, and his feet are in the middle.
No, it is not.
And he's like, what?
I am
trying
flying.
Trying to
I'm amongst
I
the
can't
stars.
Control this thing. It's like an umbrella, an upside down umbrella.
It's not like that at all. It
what
is like
hell?
A beautiful cruising.
What the hell won't
carpet?
This thing work? I gotta. It's like a catamaran. You gotta figure out how
I
to
step off and just
balance your weight here.
Yeah, dude.
Brrr, what happened to my dick?
Where did my penis go?
I cut my penis off.
It turns out I'm a girl, so I chop my fucking penis off.
Clips his penis off.
Damn,
what happened to my dick? What happened to my dick?
He was talking. He was talking gay. We chopped his dick off and made him two of them.
What happened to that boy? What happened to that boy? What happened to that boy? He was talking shit. We put a clap into that boy. What happened to that boy? What happened to that boy?
Was awesome.
That was cool.
Yeah, this is a DJ show now.
That was cool. I love how you messed with the highs, the lows, and the mids.
It's fun, dude.
Enough cock in my ass to make a guy lose sleep. Make a homo lose sleep.
The black girls, I thought they loved me. Mm-hmm. But I think in retrospect, they were just making fun of me.
They're 100%.
But they used to make me get in the middle of a circle and do the Harlem Shake for them.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that was like my thing that I had to do for them before they'd let me leave the circle. And at the time, I was like, these girls love me. There was a girl, her name was D. Glorious.
Incredible name.
Yeah,
Glorious.
She was like a shot putter.
Nice.
Yeah,
hefty,
she was a big girl.
She have huge tits.
She was just big. Yeah. Nice. And then
about you, Adam? Are you big?
No, I'm quite the opposite.
You're a little guy.
Yeah. You're tiny.
I'm not tiny.
You're a little guy.
You're a little guy.
I'm an average height.
You're a tiny little guy.
You're a tiny little gay guy.
You're a tiny little gay guy.
I'm not gay.
That's true.
Not that there's anything.
Dude, I was watching Degrassi last night. Yeah. There's a scene where, like, so the teacher's name is Miss Kwan, but she's like a fucking, she's just a homeroom teacher.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there's a scene that opens, and this is like, they've been in this class for a while, I guess, but it's just Miss Kwan is like underlined 9 times on the board. Mm-hmm. And then behind her is just a bunch of random Chinese, like, nonsense.
What do you mean? Like
just
Chinese
fucking like
writing,
Chinese
letters?
Scribbling.
Oh, like somebody wrote it to be racist to her?
I have no idea. Mm-hmm. I don't understand why.
Because typically people that are racist against the Chinese don't know how to make their letters.
Wrong. Incorrect.
I said typically, not you. You're the exception that proves the rule.
Whether you like it or not, I'm the average American.
Yeah.
I have a strong independent spirit, and I'm barely self-sufficient.
That's true.
I'm feeding myself by mistake, not by design.
Yep. Yep.
I'm a highly unstable individual.
That is true. That I'm not going to fight you on that one.
that is a typical. You cannot get more American. The only non-American aspect about me is that I don't have a heroin needle in my arm right now.
That's true. You opt for pills instead.
To be continued. Yeah.
You have a bunch of straws and aluminum foil.
The story goes on.
Yeah.
The story continues. The cosmic ballet goes on.
I watched what do you call it, Intervention the other day.
But you didn't do anything.
An old A&E Intervention. There was a...
What if I just
quoted The Simpsons until you finished?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That would be something.
Moe's
Tavern!
It was a girl addicted to heroin.
Nah, there's nobody named fucking David Faggot here. All right, I'll check. I'm looking for David Faggot.
Yeah, that's Mo getting
Moe's
a call.
Cock is small.
Yeah.
I'm looking for Moe's cock is small.
That's funny. That would be funny if Bart did that. Anyway, the girl was addicted to heroin.
Uh-huh.
And she was pretty hot.
Remember
honestly.
The Joey?
Oh,
Joey.
I remember her. I fucked her.
And
right. Mo, I got this friend, Joey Jojo Jr. Shabadoo.
Oh, my, that's the stupidest name I ever heard.
And then the guy runs out crying. And then Barney goes,
No, Joey Jojo!
That's a great name. That's a great joke.
Did you ever see that bit in Spanish?
No.
The homer goes up to the bar and he's like, Mo, mi amigo llama. Fucking,
It's like Juan Batista, Juanisto, Batista Tucha.
Really?
Batista, yeah, let me see.
They don't just make it Joe. You can't just stay Joe.
No.
Yeah, because it has to be Ho.
It has to be a silly Spanish name.
Yeah. Mm. That's pretty inventive. The lady that plays Bart, the voiceover lady, she does a master class, I saw. And she teaches you how to be a professional voiceover actor.
Yeah, you just have a good voice.
I don't know. That's maybe she teaches class. You tricks or something.
Nah. You could never do it. You have a disgusting voice.
I can't even believe I'm in broadcasting. I hate the sound of my voice.
But I have a beautiful voice.
Yeah.
It's distinctive.
Gorgeous.
It's got a nice timbre.
One of the most beautiful voices I've ever heard. You could be one of the three tenors.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd be one of the tenors, and the other two would suck my dick.
We are kind of like the three
Pavarotti
tenors.
Pavarotti would suck my dick.
I'm
Juan Bautista Junior. Voy a darme un consejo.
¿Sí?
Tengo un amigo que se llama Juan Bautista Junior Shabadu.
El peor nombre que he oído.
¡Ah, es Juan Bautista!
Classic.
Shabadoo.
That's good. You watch a lot of Simpsons?
Voy a darme un consejo.
¿Sí?
Tengo un amigo que se llama Juan Bautista Junior Shabadu.
El peor nombre que he oído.
¡Ah, es Juan Bautista!
Yeah, I was such a fan of The Simpsons that I watched it in every language it was available.
Wow. You watch Chinese Simpsons?
I've watched the entire show. Well, seasons 1 through 12 in mm-hmm. English, Spanish, German.
No, you didn't.
Japanese.
You're lying. Mm-hmm.
I'm serious.
Is the what is the B?
I've never lied once in my life.
The B character in Spanish.
Yeah.
Is he like? Is he revered or is the?
When it was broadcasted on Univision, they mostly edited out anything not containing the. It was only the B man.
It was only the B man.
It's like when they played The Wire on BET and they cut out all the docs.
Yeah, they cut out all the Greeks. Yeah. No one wants to see that shit.
That is so funny.
It's so funny. Yeah. Season 2, yeah. Episodes mm-hmm. were like 13 minutes long. Yeah.
Like that Mad TV bit where they edit the Sopranos for PAX.
Yeah. Awesome.
That's such a good
sketch.
It's
such a funny sketch.
That show was so funny. Dude, I pitched. I shouldn't just say it on the show. I did. Like I've been sending Shane sketch ideas.
And yeah.
Obviously, mm-hmm. a little too hot for TV. even in the Shane universe.
In the Gillis verse, they're like, nah, we're going to need you to walk that back.
But I was like, I was thinking about just produce, like spending the money. It would cost like $100,000 to make it.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
then just releasing it secretly. But that's never going to happen. I mean, being honest. It's never going
to
happen.
$100,000 is a lot to spend on a bit.
Yeah. So
on a sketch.
The sketch idea is like, it's like, you know, it's like set up like Independence Day or whatever. So the aliens have already like destroyed something. And it's the Oval Office and there's a bunch of generals there. Mm-hmm. And they're like, we don't know. Like they're trying to figure out like what the aliens want or what they're doing. And, you know, and then one of the generals is like, Mr. President, there's someone you have to meet. And then he like opens a door and it's his like redneck cousin.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, who's this guy? He's like, Mr. Pret, I don't want to just he's like, Mr. President, I've been studying this my entire life, and you have to hear me out. But these guys are boop, you know, and it's just the N-word.
The aliens.
Everyone's like, what the fuck? You know, and he's like, not black people. Not black people. We got that one wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
All right? That wasn't them.
Uh-huh.
But this time, I'm sure of it.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And then, the premise is...
Okay.
It's just, like, what do you mean?
I get it.
They're bad.
He's like,
basically.
The data was wrong the last time, but we can't let the mistakes of the past... Yeah. So this guy just believes in the concept of the N-word.
Of the N-word, and it happens to apply to these aliens.
And this time, he's sure of it. It's aliens.
Yeah.
And they're like, so what do we, you know, what do we do?
Yeah.
And then the whole world has to like call them the N-word, I guess.
Uh-huh.
It just cuts to the alien ship. And they're like, and then the subtitles are like, they figured out who we are. And then they leave.
They just leave.
They leave.
Oh, because they hurt their feelings?
Yes.
Seems like they would just fight them or something.
Uh-huh. No.
Take over the world.
Well, the premise is, you know, I mean, you...
Never mind. It's the ideas that, you know, it's just about a guy that believes in the concept.
I just don't see why that would stop the alien N-words.
Because it's a
sketch. Okay.
Because it's it's not a real
premise. I still think you have to defeat them some other way.
Yeah, by throwing water on
That's
them.
My little note.
Like in the movie Sign.
I like what you're going for. I like it a lot. I just think they need to be vanquished. And if it costs another $30,000, so be it. If you have to buy CGI lasers.
Yeah, if have to get Industrial Light and Magic
involved. We already blew the budget.
Oh, yeah? On what?
Los Simpsons.
Oh, we're going to be paying for that, Buster.
Are we?
Yeah, for the Los Simpsons are going to sue us.
Don't give them any ideas, dude.
I'm sorry.
Just chill out, dude.
Yeah, it'd be funny if like Mexican Simpsons had to see you, and it couldn't be the regular one.
Yeah. Yeah. Good luck. Good luck. We're never going to Mexico. Have you ever been to Mexico?
Adam went on a date by himself.
I've been a bunch of times. That might be the country I've gone to most.
I'm trying to go to Mexico City.
It's the best. It's Mexico City is so cool.
Why don't you tell everyone what you did there, Adam?
I went to just gorgeous lunches, gorgeous dinners. Just me and my pals. What are you doing? Are you doing some sort of prank? Why are you you're pressing the?
Okay, never mind.
Okay. I can get back into it.
Yeah.
I stayed in La Roma.
No, it's too late now.
In the neighborhood.
What
La,
were you up
La
to
Roma?
At night?
I don't know. I went with like six buddies.
Do any nights stand out?
We got a mariachi band to come to the house. That was pretty funny. It was very loud. Incredibly loud.
It was just guys that came over to the house. Did any women ever come over?
There were a couple girls that came over. Our friend was like living down there.
What kind
of
girls was he friends with?
He was friends with like, I don't know, girls that lived there in Mexico City.
You must have gotten a lot of pussy.
No, I didn't get any pussy.
No?
Yep, zero pussy on that trip.
Interesting.
Interesting, huh?
That's cool, man.
Yeah.
Sounds awesome.
It was very cool. We should go. There's this restaurant called Contramar that we went to. That was some of the best food I've ever had.
Contramar?
Yeah, Contramar. And they had a fish that was... a green sauce on one side. It was like a whole fish.
Mm-hmm.
And then half of it was green and half of it was red.
That's awesome.
Fantastic fish. Very good.
I've heard a lot of people have sex with prostitutes when they're in Mexico.
No, I think you can do that in America.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Someone told me that a blowjob in Nicaragua is about $30 though.
That's cheap.
That's not a lot of money.
That's that is pretty good.
That's pretty good for a blowjob as far as blowjobs go.
Yeah. I've never paid to get my dick sucked, but I could $30.
$30,
that's
what?
Enough. That's a seamless order.
Yep. Oh, that's not even a seamless
not even,
order.
You're right, it's half.
It's half.
Half
that's
of
no
a modest...
appetizers, no tip.
Yeah. Well, you tip.
Of course you tip. You gotta tip every time. In my opinion.
I got a tip for you.
What is that?
Tip of my dick.
What do you...
I have it for you
right here.
It's
for me?
It's for you.
What am I supposed to do?
Suck on it.
Just suck.
All right, everyone. Well, thank you for listening to this episode, and we're going to get, I don't know, cheesesteaks and watch 48 Hours. Or we're going to eat chili.